This is Laura Tucker Kosh, co-owner of Agent Operations, where we help real estate professionals just like you. We believe that when you focus on your strengths and outsource everything else, there's nothing you can't do. We've got a great show today, so let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Laura Tucker Kosh of Agent Operations, and I am super excited about this podcast episode number 2. And hopefully it's a topic that you'll hear a lot about in the coming months, but also something that I hope will help your everyday life as you work with real estate and you work with clients and you work with real estate marketing. So got to set this up just a little bit. I was looking on LinkedIn last week, and if you are a real estate professional, yes, you must have a LinkedIn. Yes, it must look amazing. Yes, you must be building your network and posting high value content that's hyper local. And you also need to be engaging with your network, like liking their stuff, commenting, saying congratulations on work anniversaries, all that stuff. So that aside, I'm going to stand off my soapbox now and tell you the backstory. So looking on LinkedIn last week, and there was a chief marketing officer, and he had outlined his 10 commandments of marketing or digital marketing. I can't remember exactly the term that he was defining, but it has some really great nuggets. And it got me thinking about, all right, what would my 10 commandments of real estate marketing be? So we're going to walk through those today. And each one of these nuggets can really be expanded to a podcast in itself. So if there is a part of this podcast that strikes you and you want to hear more about it, just comment in the comments below or send us a message. You can reach us at team@agentoperations.net. You can also reach me at laura@agentoperations.net, and that's laura@agentoperations.net. But let me know if there's a part of this, these 10 commandments of real estate marketing that you want to hear more about in future podcasts or social media or blogs. So, and we'll do it. All right, numero uno, you must know your audience. And no, that is not every buyer or seller who has a pulse. It is incredibly important that you really have carve out a niche for yourself. And a niche should also be something that you enjoy. So you should naturally be kind of gravitating towards it. So for instance, if you have furry four-legged friends that you absolutely love, you're a huge dog person, well, maybe you want to help people who are dog people too. And so there's a lot of different niches you can do, you know, military relocations, you can do regular relocations, you can do high-rise condos, you can do East Side Austin. I mean, there's all these different niches that you can target. Millennials who are investors, which is a super cool target that's kind of coming up and coming here. So you really want to carve out something unique. Be a Jedi master of your niche market. Go really deep in that market before you expand anywhere else. I heard a friend call that you must go deep before you go wide. So you have to really get down and understand what your target audience, what they're feeling, what they're experiencing, what problems they're facing. And you have to, all of your marketing should show them how you can be their guide and help solve the problem that they have. And so your marketing essentially should be them with the problem before you, and then them with no problem after you have served as their guide and given them the solution. So number one, know your audience. All right, next, number two, once you know your audience, you must deliver real, incredible, unrelenting value. Not once, not twice, not three times, but always in all of your marketing, your website, your email marketing campaigns, your email newsletters, your social media content, at your open houses, in your listing appointments, in your buyer showings, in your relocation appointments, and more. It is all important and it all matters. add value to your audience at every turn. This is how you build trust. This is how you build your audience. This is how you add people to your sphere of influence. You have to deliver value. And a lot of times you have to deliver value without expecting anything in return. It's not selling, it's delivering value. Number three, you have to leverage really great content that you're providing. And I kind of touched on this in the last one, but do not sell. Repeat after me, do not sell. Define your problems that your audience is facing and create content that provides them with a roadmap or a solution for free. And do not sell. So this again is one of those things where you can build a subscriber database, and that's what you want to be doing. You want to be offering incredible value, and you want to, number four dovetails into, you want to offer even better value to your subscriber database. So once they become subscribers, you want to serve them. You want to be authentic. You want to engage with them. You want to inspire them to engage with you even when they're not in the real estate buy sell cycle. You want to answer their questions. You want to be available and approachable. You want to be there for them. So I think the studies are people buy every 5 to 7 years, buy a home, buy or sell a home. So you've got to think about that time in between. How are you going to keep them engaged? And that's primarily with content and building the trust through authenticity and just offering incredible value. Number five is one of my favorite ones. These are all my favorite ones, but I love number five because there's so much talk about technology, and technology is important, but here goes. Creativity is a competitive advantage. Let that sink in. Tools and technology are commodities. Creative is what wins. So what am I saying? It's the person. It's the human. It's the human that has the ability to reason and be creative and show solutions. That is what differentiates you from technology companies, from apps, from different things that people can call up on their computer to search for homes. Creativity, your creativity and your ability to deliver that creativity is a competitive advantage. Use it every single day. And it wins the marketplace in every single battle. Number six, there's a story behind everything. You've got to find that story and you've got to share it in your marketing. Whether you like it or not, Zillow's commercials may drive you crazy, but they do capture the emotion that comes with buying a home, don't they? So, moral of the story, find a way to tell the story of owning a part of the American dream. What do four walls look like to a new mom as she brings home her new baby boy from the hospital? What does it feel like when empty nesters ditch the great big house for a lock and leave vacation lifestyle? They can almost taste the salt water from the beach. Feel the emotion of the dad as he sees himself making tick marks on the doorway to the kitchen, measuring how tall each of his children are. That is what happens in a house. What does it feel like to sip morning coffee and soak up the panoramic views on the balcony of your latest listing? Weave together the story. Create a story. We all are wired to relate to stories and we respond to them. So you always want to use them in your marketing. And I have a funny kind of thing to hit this home. So I was talking to a potential client last week and she had reached out to us. We sponsor some different continuing education classes here at a local title company in Round Rock. We're just north of Austin. And what I will do and what I've always done, because when we started out, we didn't have really 2 cents to put together, I would cook chicken salad sandwiches. Well, it wasn't I, it was my husband and I both. He would help too. We would cook chicken salad sandwiches, got the recipe out of the Junior League of Houston cookbook, put them on croissants, made them real pretty, put them on, you know, put little colored toothpicks in them and just made this beautiful presentation that literally cost us maybe $40, right? It was just a little bit of work. And of course, the chicken salad sandwich recipe had to be really good. So we had to try that beforehand. I was relatively confident in the recipe, so that's always helpful. But came in, talked to a class, brought them lunch, brought the home-cooked lunch. And this was here recently. We just do it as a tradition now. So the gal had heard that that's how we started out. And she could not remember my name. She could not remember her company's name. But she knew that I was the chicken salad sandwich girl. And so there is a story that goes with everything. That is how people will remember you. So if you can somehow share a story in your marketing as a way of differentiating yourself, even as a way of differentiating your listings, it does work. All right. So number 7, there is absolutely no judgment if you're not a good writer. And I'm sure you're amazing at things where I just fall flat on my face, quite literally. But writing is extremely important, especially in real estate. So don't be afraid to hire somebody else to do it for you. Or if you want to take courses to be a better writer, you can do that. But just make sure that the writing is on point for all of your marketing, for your listing marketing, for your bio, for your website. It's all got to sound amazing. And even writing on a website is very different than how you're going to write if a bio is just on paper. And everything that you're going to, how you're going to write in a blog is very different from how you're going to write on a website homepage. So it's very niched. So just be very aware of the different types of writing and don't be afraid to farm it out. It's okay to do. Number 8 is also a writing thing. Obsess over headlines. Obsess over headlines. This could also be translated obsess over taglines or mission statements. You really want to, the shortest part of writing is a headline or a title or a tagline, right? They're literally the most difficult to write because you have so many different ideas that you've got to corral into a few short words that I'm going to share that I always write the title. I perfect it after I've written the piece. Whatever piece I'm writing, I will always go back and update the title because it's like, that's not quite saying what I want it to. So one of the tools that I've heard that I thought was really cool is you write several headlines. If you're trying to figure out a headline for a listing or tagline for a listing, for instance, always write out 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them, and then cross them off or meld them together. Chances are you'll find different words from different of the headlines to incorporate into one. And that's a lot how I will do my writing. I'll kind of edit things down after I've done like a rough draft. I'll go ahead and edit things down, especially when I'm writing for property marketing. So it works. And then it really gets everything so that it's a cohesive thought without it being over wordy, which you don't want. So obsess over those headlines. Number 9, find places where your competitors are not. This is so much easier than it actually maybe feels like or sounds like. So here's a couple of examples to get your brains going. Take a look at who in real estate is doing YouTube. Who is doing YouTube in your area or targeting your niche? Do a search in YouTube. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to log out of all your Google accounts, or actually opening an incognito window would be better because you'll get a more authentic search results. Because since YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world and is also owned by the first or the very biggest search engine in the world, YouTube is also a search engine. So what they're going to do is if you were to search just in your regular Google Chrome tab and you're logged in, it's going to show you different, a hybrid of different searches you've had recently. It's going to try to select for you what they want to show you or what they think you're going to like. So if you do an incognito window, it basically makes it so it starts fresh and you can really start seeing some ideas and some trends. So look up your niche, you know, look up your geographic area or your neighborhood, you know, selling homes in Boise, real estate in Boise, Boise real estate, best Boise realtors, how to buy property in Boise, all these different, those are just some spitball examples, but start searching those terms and see what comes up. Is there anything on YouTube? Is there anybody that's doing it? And is there anybody that's even doing it well? So there's some incredible opportunities, particularly in the video sphere right now, where you can get on and you can really make a difference. So one example that I'm going to give you is there's this gal and she sells in Savannah, Georgia, I believe. And she is part of a military family. Her husband is retired Air Force. So what she did is she put this little YouTube channel together, which now is, I think, 6,400 followers. So she has a ton of people on her YouTube. And what she does is she made these quirky videos. She knew she was going to be targeting military families, and which also kind of made her really appealing for people relocating to Savannah or relocating out of Savannah. So she also became kind of a relocation specialist in a way. But she would make videos that would help her target audience. For instance, hey, how do you, you have 60 days to report to your new post. How do you sell your home fast? You know, how do you find a new home from across the world or across the country? So all these different challenges that our target audience was facing, she was able to put together these really great, authentic, kind of funny because she's just very perky and happy and kind of bubbly. So she was really authentic about it and put together all this great content. So by seeing who's out there in your niche audience and see what they're doing on YouTube, is there an opportunity for you there? Here's another thing that I would also do. What keywords should you use? There's a couple of really amazing tools. One I'm going to have to share is like, it's a newer favorite of mine, but it's called Keywords Everywhere. And what it does is if you enter a Google search term, it is going to come up with a long list of search terms that are very similar to what you've entered, but what people are using to search for the same thing. So in essence, it gives you a whole slew of other ideas of what your keywords would be, what your market is, your niche audience or your niche market is searching for. So for instance, I entered as a test for us, for our business, real estate marketing, and it came up with like 90 other suggestions of what other people who are using those search terms are also searching for. So it really gives you a great idea of other keywords, hashtags you can use. Oh, it's so cool. You've got to check it out. That's Keywords Everywhere. I also love Google Trends, and you can find that at trends.google.com. And what that does is you can actually search particular keywords and see how they're cyclical. And since real estate can be cyclical, this can be really helpful as far as you're preparing for the summer selling season. Maybe in January or February, you see it, Google sees a spike in people saying how to list my house, or how much does it cost to sell my house, or cost to sell my house. So these are all different search terms that you can go on Google Trends and see when they start trending up, because that is when you can begin to fill a content need. So for example, if we're going to use the example we just used, so say we're coming into the summer selling season and you know that in January and February, people are going to be starting to search for cost to sell my home. In December, November and December, before the turn of the year, you can be preparing great content, uploading it to your YouTube and tagging it and making sure that that's really a great description in order to catch those searches in January and February. So there's a lot of really, really cool creative tools that you can use. And did you hear that? That keyword, creative tools. So creativity wins all the time. Tools are a commodity, and that's okay. So anyway, be creative. Look at what opportunities are in the marketplace, and really just capitalize on those. Another thing that I would be in remiss if I didn't mention is you need to think about what your competition is doing with their website. So there is a lot. It's for another show, but I have a whole list of recommendations on what a website should be for an agent, what it should look like. It needs to be strategic. It needs to be the hub of your marketing efforts, yada, yada. I'm not going to go on that tangent today, but you really do want to see if you can beat people through your website strategy. And it doesn't have to be an expensive website. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It just has to be a hub that has incredible information that gives you the ability to collect subscribers, to add to your sphere of influence. So if you look around and there's not many people that are using a content marketing strategy to attract leads in real estate, you want to start using it. Look at what the competition is doing and not doing. There's opportunities there. All right. Last but not least, you must find a way to execute your marketing strategy every single day, or you will never see the end of the highs and the lows of the unpredictable sales and commission cycle. You've got to start today. Start now. Even if you have to outsource it, even if you're only able to start with a monthly email marketing campaign or monthly email newsletter, start with that. Start with HubSpot or MailChimp, something that's inexpensive, but take some time to create it. If you don't have time to create it, outsource it. But if you're going to outsource it, you've got to make sure that the content's amazing. It can't be this national, just canned info content that is absolutely nobody gives a 2 cents about. I can get really kind of feisty when it comes to the really canned content. Don't do it. But do find a way to execute on a high quality strategy. If it just means that you've only got time to put that one sphere of influence newsletter together each month, then do it. If you need to outsource it, interview a company, find out who's doing the best job in your market, talk to them, see if you feel comfortable, and do it. You've got to start now or you're never going to see the highs and lows go away of that commission cycle. All right, so let's do one quick run through, and I promise I won't talk too much longer. Number one commandment, know your audience. Once you know your audience, deliver real, incredible value always. Number three, leverage your really great content. Do more with it, but don't sell. Number four, offer even better value to your subscriber database. Engage with them, serve them, be authentic. Number five, creativity is the competitive advantage. Number six, there's a story behind everything. Find it and you win the game. Tell it and you win their hearts. Number seven, there's absolutely no judgment if you're not a good writer, but hire it out if you have to. It's that important. Number eight, obsess over headlines and taglines and short little blurbs and listing taglines. Use all of your brain when it comes to writing them, and always write them last. Number nine, find places where your competitors are not. Be creative. Number 10, you must find a way to execute your content marketing strategy every single day. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope this was helpful for you. If you have questions, if a particular if one of the commandments really kind of spoke to you, or you want more information, or you want another show dedicated to it where we really do a deep dive, be sure to either message me, comment in the comments, or send me an email, Laura@agentoperations.net. That's Laura@agentoperations.net. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Hey, we love your comments too. If we've helped you, be sure to screenshot and tag us on social media @agentoperations. You can also join our community by subscribing to updates at agentoperations.net/subscribe, or just click that little red subscribe button on YouTube. This is Laura Tucker Kosh, co-owner of Agent Operations, where we help real estate professionals just like you focus on your strengths and outsource everything else. Faith, passion, purpose. Until next time, friends.